On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, tropical fruit, and cake. Tomorrow, pork loin, whole wheat roll, red skin potatoes, green beans, and apricots. Check of a school and community calendar. Parent-teacher conferences continue at Marysville Junior Senior High this evening. Marysville High basketball teams at Rock Creek tonight. KNDY News time is 7:16. Degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 11th of February. KNDY News time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The president rolled out the final budget request of his first term in office. Like all the previous budget ideas, the bulk of Trump's fiscal 2021 spending plans headed straight for the congressional paper shredder. So among the ideas lawmakers are likely to say no to are calls by the White House for cuts to SNAP, as well as cuts to Medicaid and other safety net programs. Well, that's a big piece of the Trump effort to lower federal spending by $4.4 trillion over the next 10 years. Yes, cuts do include USDA, as Trump would trim the discretionary budget of USDA more than 8% from its current levels, down $2 billion to $21.8 billion next year. The Trump budget would propose $57.7 billion in mandatory cuts to ag spending by 2030, including lowering crop insurance subsidies, tightening eligibility for farm payments, and slashing spending on conservation programs. Many point out that likely virtually all other budget proposals from previous president, this has no chance of ever going into effect. An article in Bloomberg reports that Chinese President Xi Jinping made a phone call to President Trump to reassure him that China will meet its goals in the Phase 1 trade agreement. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudrow says that the Chinese government intends to live up to the agreement in spite of the impact of the coronavirus on the country's economy and people. Kudrow says Xi apparently said it will be a little slower to purchase American exports, but they'll get it done by the end of the year and into next year. He said Xi admitted there may be some delays in purchases of American imports, but reiterated they would hit the goal of $200 billion over the next couple of years. The virus outbreak has claimed hundreds of lives and impacted the Chinese economy, where reports of rapid rising food prices continue to make headlines. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 30 outside this morning. Winds are light. We'll look at 40 for a high again today. Let's go to Tuesday night tip-offs. Marysville at Rock Creek, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Also tonight, Frankfort tips off at Axtell. Hanover hosting Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights at Lynn. Washington County travels to Blue Valley Randolph. Centralia's at St. Mary's. Southern entertains Lewiston.
that's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together, and in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less, burn up an eye like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. Kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. When your friends start asking you to look them in the eyes, tell a white lie, how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door, nothing more.